If you have listened to more than 10 episodes of The Ron Van Dam Show in a row, you may be entitled to hazard pay. Fill out two copies of Form 63-B and bring them to Estelle in Human Resources. Don't forget, Estelle is off on Tuesdays. Please allow 4 to 6 weeks for the processing of your hazard pay claim. And thank you for listening to The Ron Van Dam Show on New England Broadcasting.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's The Ron Van Dam Show.
What do you want from me?
Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Why can't you just leave me alone every once in a while? You know, when they say, please follow me, I don't mean it literally. That's like on the computer. But if you want to like me, I'll do that. And if you want, you can go fund me. And then you can go fund yourself. You know what I'm saying? I don't even understand what that means. How are you? What day of the week is it? Quick. No. Got that wrong. It doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter what day it is anymore. Well, welcome to the show. I am Ron Van Dam. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. Those two things, we put them together and you got yourself a half an hour of this. Thanks for coming. Make yourself comfortable. You don't have to do a damn thing. You don't have to call me, ask any questions. You just sit there and shut up. And I think that's good for both of us. I love it when people just sit there and shut up. I think it's great. You get a little time off. I don't have to listen to you, bitch, and whine. I love this. What a perfect relationship we have. Well, how are you, human being? We have that in common, right? That's about it, though. All right. Let's just get this done. Let's talk about the elephant in the room. It's standing over there with the big trunk, the pachyderm. What an insulting thing to say about an animal or a human being. Wow, you look like a pachyderm. Wow, that's I don't know what that means, but that sounds awful. You got a lot of derm there. You're sporting a pack of derm there, my friend. Take it down a notch on the derm part, huh? Yesterday was the cataclysmic total eclipse of the sun. And thank God that's over and that we don't have to go through that so frequently. When's the next one? 20, 40 years, something like that? God, give me a phone call, you know, like I'm going to be around. Forget that. Thank goodness that's over. I watched the thing on CNN and it was just awful. It was just people excited about they don't know what. It was just weird. I mean, it was like the second coming of Jesus was going to occur, but it didn't. What a, you know, where I live in the Boston area, we had like a 90% coverage or 93% coverage, something like that. And didn't get dark, got a little shady, but that was about it. And I had the glasses. I had the special glasses. They were both martini glasses filled with vodka, by the way, but still special glasses. Nonetheless, I did follow the guidelines, not the way they thought it would be, though. But I got the glasses that you put on your face as well, and I looked at the sun, and it was like, oh, okay, crescent moon. I've seen this before. Although it wasn't a crescent moon, it was a crescent sun, to be honest with you. Whatever. It's over, though. It's over. It's done. Finished. God, get that out of here. Too much. Way too much. Here's my impression of the total eclipse of the sun with thousands of people standing in a field. Watch out where you step, Bob. Watch out where you step. We're in a field now. Be careful. You look up, you're going to step in the all that crap there. All right. Look up. Oh, look, it's the eclipse. That was it. This was the sound of people standing in a field in Rochester, New York. This was the sound of people in Arkansas looking into the sky. This is the sound of people in Lubbock, Texas, looking up and seeing the sun with not being with the covering on it. Here's the people in Mexico when they looked up, only with a little bit of an accent. How do you say ooh in an accent? I don't know if that's possible. So that was yesterday, and that's enough. Thank you. Life goes on. It's like it never happened. Nice. Really something. Okay. Great. That was, it, you know, it was just, the only thing I liked about it, it was just something to do. You know, it was just something special about it. For whatever hype we're going for here, but at the same time, it was, you know, okay, fine. And looking back at it, wow, spent a whole week looking up for that thing? Oh, man. Look, I think the only exciting part was it doesn't happen a lot. Like the cicada bugs, you know, something like that. I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, if you go to our website, I don't know where you're listening to this show on today or what radio station, but if you go to our website, newenglandbroadcasting.com, at some point today, you'll see a picture that is far more exciting than the solar eclipse. It's a total eclipse of Ron. Yes, it was a total eclipse of me, which is far more exciting than the sun, believe me. All right, subject closed. Are we done with this now? Fine. Now let's get on to college basketball. March Madness. Ooh, March Madness. Ooh, yeah. They played the final game. It was Purdue, the people that make the chickens, against UConn. No, you can't. Yes, you can. You can't do that. You can if you try. You can't if you try. You can. You can. What did you just call me? You pachyderm, you. UConn won the title for the men's college basketball. Back to back. They all stood there and they were back to back. Last year they won. This year they won. Doesn't happen a lot. It's like a solar eclipse, actually. So there you have that on the UConn thing, and congratulations to them, and I'll make believe that it's significant and that I care about that. So there you go. That's me making believe that that's a significant piece of news. It's a game. Leave it alone. Stop it. We get so excited about games. Oh, games. It's a game. Do you understand? It's a game. Ay-ay-ay. Trump is still trying to claim immunity because he was president. You can't touch me for anything I did during those 4 years. Don, come on, man. Stop trying to delay things. You're acting like a child. Just go to jail and shut up. You did some bad shit. We all know it. People that like you want to excuse it, but you did some bad shit. You know, you're not battling the courts in order to to take care of the small person. You're not the small person. You tout yourself as being better than anybody else, yet you say that you're just like everybody else. You're just confusing, is what you are. Just stop it. Just stop it, man. Stop it. Playing with the legal system. And why? Because he has a lot of money and he's powerful. People with a lot of money and are powerful can get away with murder. People who aren't powerful and don't have a lot of money are going to jail immediately. It's just the way it is. Let's stop fooling ourselves. Is it fair? All men are created equal? And that women are thrown in there. No, they're not. Not in any way, shape, or form. Legally, especially, they're not created equal. Case in point, there you go. But am I here to complain? Yeah, I guess I am. What am I here for? Well, the thesis of this show for so many decades has been things happen around me and around you that make no sense whatsoever. They just don't. So you point it out and that's it. To some people, this sounds like a pessimistic attitude. Those that know me personally, and I try to limit that number as best I can, those that know me personally know that I'm an incredibly optimistic person. I love life and the people in it pretty much too, you know, by my choice. You know, you have to get along with everybody, but you don't have to be with them all the time and you don't have to particularly like them. That's okay. But to respect them, yeah, I think so. Should they get their way? Oh, no. Oh, God, no. No. Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. Just don't let people take advantage of you. And that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today on the program of incredible, immensely big sizes. I have never in my entire lifetime, and it's been rather lengthy so far, I've never been stalked so much by these telemarketers. And now that's an election year, that's hard to say. Now that it's an election year, ooh, that was rough. This is awful. I'm getting things from Trump and Biden and Democrats and Republicans, and they want me to donate. I mean, why? I don't know who you are. Just because you send me a letter or make a phone call, I'm supposed to give you money? No, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'm working for the Smith campaign. Send me $5. Will you commit to sending me $5 a month?
But I don't know who you are.
Yeah, but I'm working for the Smith campaign.
Oh, that's nice, but why am I going to send you money?
Well, it's going toward the campaign.
How do I know that? Do you know why? Because all of this stuff has made me untrusting. And that's the bottom line. I trust nobody that wants money out of me. And I mean nobody. Because people are scammed left and right every day. You have ruined it for the good, honest people. You have ruined it. Because I don't know which one you are anymore. You're so good at disguising yourself and ripping people off, I can't trust anybody anymore. You have to take care of yourself. You got to defend yourself. Just because you call me on the phone, on the cell phone, and say, hey, send me money.
Okay.
I mean, how stupid do you think I am? Apparently, there's enough stupid people on the planet to support what they're doing. So they'll continue to scam everybody as best they can because it's a numbers game. If I call 100 people and ask them for money and 99 people say no, okay, that 99th person, that 100th person, they'll give me money. It's worth it now. How many times a day do I have to hang up on people? And I'll tell you something, I feel bad about it because I know these telemarketers, they're just performing their job. They're being paid. They got to feed their family. I say to you, you know, can't you find a more honorable job than asking people for money? I guess not. So I don't blame you. And I say that. Here's what I do. I'm very polite with people.
Mr. Van Dam, will you please donate to our fund? And by the way, when they say that, it's not in an English accent. It's, I don't know what country. I don't know every country on the planet, but the ones they're calling from, I'm certainly not familiar with. And when I'm hearing 100 people in the background with phones ringing and stuff like that, I know you're calling from a call center. That doesn't make me too trusting about your deal. Ron, I just, will you send me $25? Can I have your credit card number and all that stuff and that little security code that I'm not supposed to get, but I'm going to get it anyway? And can I also have your social security number and all that stuff?
Oh, you sure? Oh, sure. Oh, no problem.
What, are you kidding me? So here's what I say. You know, when they ask me for money, I say, I'm sorry, but no, have a nice day. So you got to end it with have a nice day. Do I care if they have a nice day? No. I don't know who they are. They don't know who I am. They have my name somehow, which I guess is easy to get. It's easy to get anybody's name these days. Because the internet has made it possible for scammers to do their job in the easiest possible way. And now we're going to give them another worm on the hook. We're going to call it AI, artificial intelligence, because the real intelligence doesn't exist anymore, only the artificial one. So AI will get all the information you need. It'll make the phone call. It'll mimic somebody's voice so you think that there are scams where the phone rings, you pick up the phone and say hello, and the person on the other end of the phone says, Grandpa? And you know that it's a scam. Sometimes they'll even AI somebody's voice. That's what they're doing when they're calling you. You get these phone calls, these annoying phone calls, and the first thing the person on the other end of the line says is, can you hear me? And you're supposed to say yes, and they record your yes, and they use that, and they AI your voice, and they use it for approval for things. You've just scammed yourself. You never say yes to a stranger on the phone, ever. First rule, don't do it. Best thing to do, just hang up immediately. Because when you do, they know that you're on to them. And I read an article about this, and that makes me an expert. People who scam these telemarketers, you're not insulting them. They expect that. They know that that's the result. They're hardened to that because this is all they do. You hanging up on them is not rude. They expect that. They're fishing for that person or people that don't hang up on them and that do engage them. Your best bet, just hang up immediately. It's annoying. It's horrible. I'm sick of doing it. We're all sick of doing it. I spend most of my day blocking calls. My cell phone must have like 5 million blocked calls in it. I don't know who's left to call me anymore. It's a horrible thing. We are being stalked by telemarketers and by scammers 24/7 every day. And we're all getting sick of it. But are we doing anything about it? No. You know why? Because you can't do anything about it. When I was younger and somebody made one of these scammy phone calls, you would contact a phone company and they would actually trace the call and these people would be prosecuted. You can't trace these calls anymore because of our great, wonderful technology. You would figure we could trace anything at any moment. Well, you can, but where it ends up is totally anonymous. So nobody's getting prosecuted for anything. So we have to be on the defensive. And that old adage, you know, to trust people, you can't. They've proven that you can't do that. Even if you think you know the people, it may not even be them. Because of our wonderful artificial intelligence, you get something on your computer from CVS. It's got the CVS logo and all that stuff. You think it's CVS. It's not CVS. etc. I mean, they try to scam every. You figure that would be like totally federally illegal. Probably is, but how do you catch the people? You can't. Here's the biggest clue, and I'm sure that's not the end of the game, is when you get one of these scammy emails, look at the email address from whence it came. If it's anything other than the company itself, it's a clue. It's a clue.
Well, no, sometimes people do it. They're still with the company, but they're doing it from home.
Shut up. Shut up. Then I don't do that. I don't accept that then. Because we're all on the defensive. All the time we have to defend ourselves, defend our money, defend our identification, defend everything. We're always on the defensive. Always question it. Always defending. It's actually quite annoying. It's a waste of our time, but that's where we are, don't you see? That's where we are. We trust nobody. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's because you can't. Family members? Yeah, you're pretty good on that, you know. For the most part. There have been some stories that are quite ugly. But for the most part, family members? Yeah, pretty much. Friends? Yeah, pretty much. I mean, a friend will turn on you if you hit them the wrong way. They'll hit you back. I mean, you know, they're defending themselves too. So, yeah, friends and family, yeah, you can pretty much form your little circle there and you're good. Anybody outside of that, you can't trust them. You can't trust them. You can't trust them. You just can't. I know it's not very Christian to say that. But, you know, it's true. All right, that's it. We have guests coming up momentarily. First, a commercial break. And then more stuff. Again, if you go to newenglandbroadcasting.com a little later on today, depending on when you're listening to this, you'll probably see that incredible picture of a total eclipse of Ron. It had nothing to do with the eclipse yesterday. It's just I eclipse the sun. I stand in front of a bright light, and I do that once every 20 or 40 years. And it's my eclipse. And you don't need any special glasses. Again, martini glasses work. With everything. But other than that, you know, not so much. Okay. Oh, by the way, how are you doing? I'm so rude. How are you? Good. Okay. All right. Purple Planet, ladies and gentlemen, brings you this.
Hello, I'm well-known local community theater actor Gordon Flambeau, and I am inviting you to the premiere of my brand new one-man show, These Are My Pants. Over the years, I have never gotten rid of any of the pairs of pants that I've owned. That's right, even since I was a boy. My house is now full of well-preserved pants, and in this enthralling solo piece, I'll take you through my life, one pair of pants at a time. You'll see and hear about my favorite pair of short pants from when I was just a toddler. Experience the thrilling revelation of my first pair of dungarees as a teen, and the hesitant trepidation of putting on a pair of dress pants for the first time. Yes, we'll even go through my wild and crazy corduroy years. Slacks, shorts, cargo pants, oh my goodness, it's a fantastic journey you won't soon forget. Join me, well-known local community theater actor Gordon Flambeau, at the O'Rourke Center for the Performing Arts for These Are My Pants. The show opens this Friday at 7 p.m. and runs as long as anyone's interested. Tickets are $20. I will accept 10, even 5. I hope to see you there.
Dr. Kelly Cope joins us now. She's Professor, Soils and Climate Department, Utah State University. And she's an expert in the field of taking care of your lawn so that your place looks good. And also you can enjoy it. Thanks for being with us today, Kelly.
That's my pleasure.
At this time of year, everybody wonders, how am I going to approach it? How am I going to make sure that I have a green, healthy lawn? And it seems sometimes like it's insurmountable. Is this the time when we start doing this?
Yeah, it's a great time of the year to start thinking about lawn care. Of course, April is National Lawn Care Month, and so the timing is absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first and best things that folks can be thinking about at this time of year is showing your lawn some love. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean using some fertilizer out there, helping it to wake up from winter dormancy, hit the ground running, so to speak, in the spring, and be in great shape as we enter into the summer months when we want to be out there enjoying our lawns, uh-huh. picnicking, playing with our families, etc.
Now, for various parts of the country, I mean, this question varies greatly, but at what temperature do you start actually working with the lawn? For example, when do you put down the fertilizer?
Well, so it is variable, as you say, but I can give folks a very general rule of thumb.
Mm-hmm.
So at this time of year, when temperatures are starting to warm and we're starting to perhaps see some of our perennials blossoming and
yes.
flowering, that's the time of year to start thinking about fertilization. It's also the time of year when folks might be thinking about treating any weeds that are coming up in the lawn.
Ah. All right, here's a question, and I know you're an expert in this because I've used your product before. When there's bare spots on the lawn, I don't know why it's happening. Could be grubs, could be the water's not hitting it properly. I have no idea, but it's not green in this particular patch area. What do I do about that?
Mm-hmm. Well, so, you know, ideally you can figure out what the cause is. You mentioned a couple of potential reasons you might mm-hmm. see something like that. But, you know, the good news about lawn grasses is that they are some of the most resilient plants out there. And so even if you find yourself in a situation like mm-hmm. that with some damage, you can overseed with grasses that are useful and adapted to your area, perhaps native to your area, to help it fill in. And then I'm always going to go right back to fertilization
mm-hmm.
because fertilization will actually help the grasses that remain to fill in those bare spots. So a combination of overseeding and fertilization and patience is going to help you recover those areas so that they're functioning the way that you'd like them to.
Okay. I referred to earlier to making the lawn look good so we can enjoy it, but are there other benefits to having a healthy lawn besides just the way it looks?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many benefits to having lawns around our structures, around our schools, of course, in parks. They do so much to protect soil from eroding, which is a big issue that we have in the country. They, of course, release oxygen because, like every plant, they're going to do that. They can also help to trap dust and dirt, and they can also keep our structures cooler because when we have green growing plant material around our structures, it actually cools the environment, excuse me, and lets you reduce your air conditioning, for example.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't know that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years ago, where our studios are in the New England area, and there was a drought, and you weren't allowed to water your lawn unless by hand, but you couldn't do it every day. Other parts of the country, there were mudslides. The ground was too wet, and trees were. Yeah, so, I mean, it varies so greatly. We never know what we're going to experience for the upcoming year, and I guess that's the boat that we're in now.
Right, right. And as you mentioned, some areas have had watering restrictions,
mm-hmm.
which, of course, is appropriate when we're dealing with
yes,
drought, and
yes.
sometimes we all need to make those sacrifices. But I would just say one of the really great things about grasses, even under those conditions, is that they are able to protect themselves by entering a biological condition we call dormancy.
Mm-hmm.
And then once conditions are better, they recover. They get green again. They start growing more actively. And so they're just a really terrific plant to manage and recover from those really dry times of the year that every part of the country experiences at one point or another.
I guess we don't really think of grass being a plant, but it is.
Indeed. Oh. It certainly is.
All right. Now, again, depending on where you live and what the conditions are, there are just 100 questions that everybody has. Hey, Dr. Kelly, I wish there was a place to go to get these questions answered.
Yes. Well, the good news about that, excuse me, is that in every state of the country, there are universities known as land-grant universities that mm-hmm. offer this kind of support. And so I would encourage your listeners to find out what that university is in their state, reach out to them. It is our job, and I work at one of those universities, by the way. Mm-hmm. It is our job to help the citizens in the states where we live. In my case, to answer grass questions, but to answer all sorts of questions. So that's a really terrific resource that I hope your listeners will take advantage of.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I know that people have those questions, and they will make those contacts. Thanks.
You're very welcome.
Yeah, and have a happy lawn season.
Well, that'll do it for me today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode. Please join me then until that time arrives. If you're listening on one of these devices there, the internet thing, do the like me, do the follow me thing. I'm supposed to ask for that. That's my job. It's part of what I'm supposed to do. Respond accordingly, please. And I'm not scamming you. I don't want your money. Okay, bye-bye. And have a nice day, by the way. I wish you peace.